opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oklahoma City, a 103-91 win over the Indiana Pacers last night. The Thunder win the NBA title in seven games. Local boy TJ McConnell, 16 points, 6 boards, had a huge third quarter, but he was the only player on his team to score for a long stretch. You heard Mike Breen there on ABC from last night as the Thunder were victorious. The Pacers losing their best player, Tyrese Haliburton, in the first when he was already 3 of 4 from 3 with 9 points. That certainly put a damper on things, even if Indiana hung in there longer than I expected, maybe longer than you expected as well, if you even watched any of Game 7 or any of the NBA Finals. Donnie Chedrick in for the guys this afternoon on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Pony is in Myrtle Beach for the week. Malzi will be back from Florida tomorrow following the ever-popular Monday-to-Monday vacation. Dom DiTommaso, if you didn't get enough of him last week, he's behind the glass again today. But don't worry, I don't plan on talking about whose voice was used for 2 seconds of a promo video over the weekend because I know that really dominated the talk in my absence. We have a new intern back there as well. Maybe he will live up to the job that Dom did in that spot a couple of years ago. I don't believe his voice was heard at all last week. Dom or Jack, maybe one of you guys can clarify there. Dom, did you guys get Jack on air at all last week?
No, Jack has yet to make his on-air debut.
So we'll let Jack introduce himself around 5:30 today. Dan Zangrilli at 2:35, Brian Batko at 3:50. Heavier baseball show than anything. We're going to comb through some of the comments made by Ben Cherington on his show yesterday, and we are going to look at a few Buccos who should be trade candidates with the deadline just over a month away. Another champion was crowned. That's why I played that clip there. And don't panic. Even though I started off by describing what happened in the NBA Finals, I'm not making this first segment about pro basketball because I am aware that a good chunk of our audience, when they hear about the association, they treat it like the plague. But every time we crown a champion in pro sports, and we also had one last week with the Florida Panthers repeating as Stanley Cup champs, it makes me ponder the evergreen Pittsburgh sports question. Which Pittsburgh team will be the next to win a championship? And when I say that, and we've been doing this now for a few years because we are going on a decade, not quite there yet, but we are going on a decade of not seeing a single team not only not win a championship, win a playoff game or series. And when I bring this up, this topic, with all due respect to the Riverhounds, who are probably the closest team to winning a championship, and the Pittsburgh Passion, who could probably be the closest to winning one as well. Our college teams, I'm specifically talking about our three major pro sports teams, and you know who those are. Because it's been quite a minute since we've seen a championship. The Pirates' last playoff win was 2013. With losses in the one-game wild card in 14 and 15 that followed the Game 5 loss against the Cardinals in 2013. The Steelers' last playoff win was the 2016 season, with several one-and-dones in the single-elimination tournament since then. The Penguins' last playoff series win was the 17-18 season, following their back-to-back Stanley Cup wins, losing in six games to the Caps, who eventually won the Cup, the first and only of Alex Ovechkin's career. The Pens have now lost in the first round or qualifying round, if you remember the COVID season, four times since, and they have missed the postseason altogether in back-to-back-to-back seasons. It hasn't been pretty for any of the teams. And we come off as spoiled around here plenty. And I may come off as spoiled doing a topic like this, but in the last decade, we are far from it around here. I have two guys in that other room that don't know Pittsburgh sports the same way I do. And when I say that, I don't mean they don't know the background of Pittsburgh sports. I'm saying they grew up in an era that was a little bit different than what I grew up in. I did get to see an early Super Bowl win. I got to see a second Super Bowl win not many years later. I got to see another Super Bowl appearance a couple of years after that. Got to see a Stanley Cup win in my mid-teen years. And then as I got into my early 20s, I saw two more. So maybe they got to experience some of the good stuff on the back end. But these guys are younger than me. We got Dom in there who's, what, you're not even 22 yet. Jack isn't even like 19 or 20 yet. He just finished his freshman year at Pitt. So they grew up in a different time where they really can't say they've been spoiled with how things have looked. We are halfway through the decade, and we have yet to see a single team in this city win a playoff game or win a playoff series. This is the worst period of Pittsburgh sports in my lifetime. The 2020s have a real shot of being worse than the 1980s. There were at least things in the 80s where we saw teams win a little bit, maybe not titles, but they won a playoff game here or there. They won a playoff series here and there. From 2020 to 2025, we don't have that. That's not being negative. That's just the fact of the matter here. So all of that being said, which team is the closest to actually winning another championship or even winning another playoff game? The Pirates have Paul Skeens. They have some solid pitching behind Paul Skeens to create what would be a pretty formidable rotation that could win playoff games. But their problem, and it is a huge problem, is that they do not have the offense to win enough to get them there. In fact, they don't have close to enough offense. Yet again, Andrew McCutchen is one of their best players at nearly 40 years old. Brian Reynolds will finish around the same spot he always does, a steady Eddie type season. O'Neill Cruz is the best base stealer in the National League, but his offense has gone through an incredibly cold stretch. And the defense for him is the definition of hot and cold. They also don't have the front office to give you any belief that they will make noise in the immediate future. We will hear some comments from Ben Cherington later, but I could have just mentioned that point and stopped right there, because with how they have handled the first offseason with Paul Skeens, it gives me doubt that Bob Nutting and Ben Cherington, or whoever the GM is, will attempt to build a true winner while having Paul Skeens. Kyle Dubas gave a clear direction for the Penguins a few weeks ago when he spoke to the media. This team is rebuilding. And I credit Dubas for taking that stance because so many people and so many teams don't like to use that word. But that seems to be their way of business for the immediate future, and I at least applaud the organization for having a plan. They still do have Sidney Crosby, who still remains the best athlete in Pittsburgh, and he continues to play at a super, super high level. I've been on record as to saying I think Sidney Crosby, if the health remains at a good spot, could play until he's like 45. He's still that good on the ice. And I don't have nearly as much doubt against their front office as I do the baseball team that with a player as good as Sid, who has been on top three different times in his career, I think there's still a shot he could actually win another title in Pittsburgh. He'd have to play into his 40s, maybe into his mid-40s, but he is at least a player that you can still build a championship caliber team around. I don't like their situation at goaltender, which we've seen hamper otherwise great hockey teams or players. Just ask Connor McDavid. The cup runs were won with guys like Sid and Gino, but make no mistake, they got great playoff performances and just outright great Stanley Cup final performances from Marc-Andre Fleury and Matt Murray when they were winning their three Stanley Cups. Tristan Jarry has shown us too many times who he really is, a guy that falters in those big moments. They also lack the key role players that they had on those Cup teams, like the Tyler Kennedy types, the Carl Hagelin types, the Max Talbot type players. They've lacked great bottom six players for a few years now. The Pens have a better chance of recreating the magic than the Pirates have. A big thanks to their front office, but a bigger thank you to Sidney Crosby, who can have a bigger nightly impact or game-by-game impact than what Paul Skenes can do in just one out of every 5 days. So that leaves the Steelers, who I do think stand right now as the team with the best shot to return to glory. They have the best coach of the three. Even with his shortcomings, Mike Tomlin certainly carries a more successful resume than Don Kelly, who took over a month and a half into the season for Derek Shelton, or Dan Muse, who, at least at the NHL level, is relatively unknown. And again, I at least credit them for going with a guy like that than just doing the continuation of the old boys club that we sometimes see in the National Hockey League. They also, the Steelers, have the best built roster of the three teams. Will they figure out quarterback long term? Will they catch lightning in a bottle with Aaron Rodgers? I can't say I'm uber confident in either of those happening, but if, and it is a big if they do, they have the best team to win at least something. I think this team with Rodgers can win a playoff game, but probably cap it right there. Will their next quarterback get them to new heights? Can they hit on a franchise guy for the first time since that 2004 draft? There are plenty of great AFC quarterbacks they'd have to jump over to do so, but again, the roster is at least built to be the closest Pittsburgh team to a title. 412-928-9370. Which Pittsburgh sports team is best fit to win a championship next? I know it's an evergreen topic of conversation. You get around this time of year, you have the Stanley Cup final, you have the NBA finals finishing up, and you have to ask yourself, in a city that has great pride in its pro sports, a city that has not seen any playoff success in this current decade, in the 2020s, we are finding ourselves asking every year now, who will be the next team to bring home a championship? 412-928-9370. Or is it fair to say that all three of them are just way, way, way too far away? 412-928-9370. I want to take your calls on that. We'll get Dom's take on it, which I'm sure is a hell of a take he has brewing back there. But I want to hear from you.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
221, time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Donnie in for the guys this afternoon. Malzi will be back tomorrow, a vacation down in Florida from last Monday to this Monday. Pony is in Myrtle Beach for the week. Dom DiTommaso behind the glass with me. Our intern, Jack, is back there as well. Dom, we are very excited because we are graced for the next couple of hours. While we do the show, Jaws is on AMC because they're continuing the 50th anniversary celebration. And Alex Kittner is about to get wrecked in the matter of seconds. But we're taking your calls on the best chance from a Pittsburgh sports team to win a title next. Who will it be? 412-928-9370. Before we get Dom's great take on it, I want to get the takes from some of you out there at 412-928-9370. Listen, I understand that they're all far away, but you have to pick one, and which one would you say is actually the closest to a return to glory? 412 928-9370. Max will kick us off. What's up, Max?
Hey, Max. What's going on, there guys? How are you doing?
Good. What do you got for me?
Hey, I think that the Steelers are the next up team for greatness, and here's why. I think that Will Howard is the guy. I think that if he gets the right learning and the right experience from Aaron Rodgers, I really think he can be the guy.
You know what is kind of cool about that? And thanks, Max. I appreciate the call. I did like the comments that I saw last week from Will Howard about Aaron Rodgers and kind of how he has been so far. And it's very difficult to put the organization on the shoulders of a guy that was drafted in round six as Will Howard was. I mean, guys that get picked that late, it's often a question of if they will even make the roster. I don't think that's a concern for Will Howard, considering he's a quarterback, but he's probably going to just kind of chill on the sidelines all season in a jumpsuit because he could dress as that emergency third QB, but he is likely, unless things get bad, unless we get a Rodgers injury, unless something happens then to Mason Rudolph, we're probably not going to see Will Howard this season. And it still doesn't deter them from picking a quarterback early next year as well. But that is definitely one of the positives, I feel, of the Aaron Rodgers acquisition, is that maybe under the tutelage of a player like Rodgers, who has won the league's MVP four times, even if he's still not that player, he has a tremendous knowledge of the league and how it's evolved over the last 20 years. It's good to have that for any young quarterback. 412-928-9370. Harry is next. What's up, Harry?
Hey, I would say, how you doing, Donnie?
Good.
Hey, I would say, actually, believe it or not, the Penguins, I just think that their chances of in the playoffs with the way the league is set up and everything along that lines, I don't think the Steelers ever have a chance with Tomlin there. And the Pirates, I don't even have three words to discuss why they wouldn't ever win a championship. I mean, they don't want to trade O'Neill Cruz, who's probably their best trade bait. And I don't know. I just think it'd be the Penguins. I think because young players, they have a chance with young players and a new coach coming in to kind of change the culture from what it was.
Yeah, Harry, I mean, I could definitely hear the argument for the Pens, and a lot of it goes back to Sidney Crosby, even more so than the others in the big three, you know, more so than Geno and Chris Letang. Crosby is still just playing so well that he's a dude you can absolutely win another championship with. The Pirates, it sucks to say, it's just I have no faith that the upper management can build a true contender. It would almost have to be the players playing well above their personal expectation and carrying themselves to a playoff series win or even a world championship. That's how it would have to go. It would have to be a team that truly does win in the margins, doesn't have a strong backing financially to get it done. You know, they would have to turn into the Rays or the Guardians very fast. More specifically, the Rays, because that's where the money is more similar. The Guardians, even though they're in a similar market size, they are willing to spend a little bit more. And we have seen baseball in Cleveland prosper for it. 412-928-9370. Our buddy Jeff in South Park. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, man, I know you don't want me to hijack the segment here, but just promise me at some point today you will ask Dom why he feels it's important for large market teams to make it to the championship round. I've never agreed with that take, but yeah, just ask him that at some point. If we could get some feedback on that, because I'm really curious. I never bought into that argument. Do you think anybody gave a crap about the Kansas City Chiefs until Patrick Mahomes got there? All right, end of rant. Let me answer the question. So there's a lot of mitigating factors to this. I do think that even though I wouldn't say I love their roster, the Penguins are probably the closest because I fully bought into Pony's whole mindset where he doesn't think that the Steelers will win anything of any significance until Tomlin is gone. I fully buy into that. Do the Steelers have the better roster? Yeah, they do. But the question was, which team is actually closest to winning another championship? The Steelers are closer to making the playoffs than the Penguins are, but the Penguins are closer to winning a championship because do you see the Steelers running Tomlin out of town anytime soon? I don't. Like, the Penguins at least have a plan in place. And I mean, you could argue that while Kyle Dubas is one of his first moves when he got there was to bring in Carlson and that didn't work out. That was honestly just a last ditch effort to get the aging team in the playoffs. When that didn't work, he immediately went to plan B and now is in full rebuilding mode. Like, the Steelers to me, they're kind of like where they were at the end of the Knoll era because, you know, that roster was not bad at the end of Chuck Knoll's tenure. They needed Cowher to come in and give them a shot in the arm. They needed that fresh blood of coaching, and they won the division in 92, and Cowher won Coach of the Year. The Steelers need something like that, and that's just not going to happen anytime soon. So at least the Penguins admitting that they're rebuilding and there's an actual plan in place. I mean, don't get me wrong, they need a goaltender. The whole left side of their defense needs rebuilt, but they're actually closest to winning a championship.
Yeah, Jeff, thanks for the call. In terms of the comment about Mike Tomlin there, no, I don't think the Steelers will ever run him out of town. I think it'll be his job until he doesn't want it to be his job anymore, and who knows when that could be. But I would almost have to applaud Art Rooney, too, if it's even him at this point, if he were the guy to push Tomlin out, if we do get a continuation of what we've been getting where it is hitting your head off a brick wall and you're not any closer to a championship year after year after year. Maybe we could hit that point. And again, if you want to argue in favor of the Penguins because they are trying to do things a little bit differently here, new coach, relatively unknown, maybe that changes the culture. You still have Sid. I can't argue too strongly against that. Are there things they have to fix? Absolutely. But they still at least have the player that you can build around. Dom, I have a feeling which team you're going to say, but which one for you is the closest to winning it all?
Well, the answer is very obvious, unless something happens this summer. Now, the obvious answer is the Steelers, because they're going to make the playoffs, and they're probably going to win a couple playoff games, and they very well might make the AFC Championship in a few months. So they're very clearly the closest to winning a title. However, if this summer a certain someone from a Canadian hockey team gets traded to a certain hockey team in Pittsburgh, then my answer will change to the Penguins. But as things stand right now, it is very obviously the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, I can get behind the Penguins solely because of Sidney Crosby. Hard for me to get behind the Pirates. I also think the Steelers are the answer. But if you're out there listening and just thinking, man, none of them are close, you are more on the right track. But if you have to pick one, I do think it is the Steelers that are the closest.
Does it pain you to say that because of how much you hate Aaron Rodgers and don't want him here? I can just tell that it pains you to say that.
No. And you were trying to rage bait me as if I'm Pony.
No, I wasn't.
Don, we worked together just over a week ago, and I said that they could win 11 games and a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers. How does that mean I hate the guy?
Nah, you've been negative about the whole thing.
11 games and a playoff win is negative?
More so than some other people, yes.
Oh, because I don't have like black and gold blinders on and I'm not shooting sunshine and rainbows up my ass like you. I'm negative for saying that they could win 11 games and a playoff win.
No, but that's your, like, if everything goes well. Because you did say, well, I think more realistic is, you know, 8 to 9 wins. You did say that.
No, they'll win at least 9.
Oh, well.
You know they'll win at least 9.
Because of Mike Tomlin, who you also hate.
I don't hate him nearly as much as some of the other people. And tell me what he's done in the last decade or close to a decade, zero playoff wins. He has as many as you, me, and Jack as a head coach. So you're doing your thing that you probably did last week, just trying to rage bait me back there.
I'm not trying to rage bait you.
It was only a wonder that you and Pony turned 2 seconds of Harry Callis' voice into 5 days of content. It's no wonder that happened with you two in charge of the show.
Yeah, and then you crapped all over that on social media, trying to pander to the social media.
That's
trolls.
How I felt. That is how I felt about it. I was being real about it, as was Pomp in his quote.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. On that hotline is where we find Pirates pre- and post-game host Dan Zangrilli, who is in studio with us here for a few minutes. Dan, the Pirates with a win yesterday, 8-3 over the Texas Rangers. So they only take, two out of their last six. They lost the first two games in Detroit. They lost the first two games against Texas over the weekend. They sit at 31-48. But of note, and you and I were talking before we turned the microphones on here, the Pirates, way back when they made the move to fire Derek Shelton, bring in Don Kelly, they strategically did not put that interim tag on him. So you think it's pretty clear he's here to stay. There won't be even a discussion in the offseason.
I think, you know, maybe the door is cracked for them to have some flexibility, Donnie, but I think that Donnie is back in 2026. That was intentional. I don't think anybody in the Pirates organization is hiding that fact. I suppose, again, there's wiggle room if something disastrous happens, that they can, you know, get off of any sort of commitment to Donnie. I don't know what the contractual situation. We didn't know what it was with Derek Shelton, for that matter. But I've just heard a lot of folks talking about, you know, well, is he going to be back next year? And well, what they talk about it as if 2026 isn't a foregone conclusion. I guess technically it isn't, but I think it is far more a foregone conclusion than it is not. And that includes, and I think a lot of people are associating these two things together, is that if, you know, there's a change in baseball operations at the general manager level, well, and it's reasonable to think this way, that the GM is going to want, the new GM is going to want to bring in their own person, mm-hmm. right? And that probably is going to be the case, but there have been instances when Littlefield took over for Cam Bonifay, he inherited Lloyd McClendon. McClendon was fairly early on in the tenure, so precedent within the Pirates organization and around baseball, these instances have happened where, you know, there's a manager in position, a new GM comes along, and, you know, they inherit the manager, and I think that that's going to be the case here. I would be shocked if Don Kelly, really almost regardless of what happens the rest of the way out, again, if they only win 20% of their games from now until the end of September, okay, maybe you say that this team isn't responding to this guy, but I think so far they're sitting at, what, 19-22?
Yeah.
Even though the offensive issues are still very much apparent, they have responded to Donnie Kelly far better than they were when they were 12-26 when Derek Shelton got let go.
Do you think as of now Charrington would be back?
The way that he was talking yesterday on the post-game show, it sounds like, or pre-game, his, not on his radio
yeah.
show, right? The way that he was talking, and, you know, we're, what, 5 weeks away from the trade deadline, essentially. Activity is really starting to ramp up. There's a lot of communication that's really just starting to begin with, you know, these teams. And he made mention, and it sounded to me when listening back to that show, that the Pirates are going to be active, that the Pirates are going to be doing a number of things. That's probably a combination of buying and selling, short-term deals, long-term deals, trading their short-term guys for hopefully players with control, and that, I think, would not exclude them dealing guys that are currently under control to try to make some bigger deals, because he believes, these are Charrington's words now, whether or not we believe that to be true, that they're not that far off, number one, and that, you know, the importance of getting better quickly is very much at the front of their minds. So they feel that they are in position now, as opposed to 4 or 5 years ago, that a combination of changes with their personnel on the field can get them to where they need to be. So it sounds like he's going to be given the reins here to, I don't want to say rebuild this thing, but certainly retool it and reconfigure it to capitalize on, in GM speak, which is this window that they have with Paul Skeens.
Are you starting to craft, with about, what, 5 weeks, you would say, 5 to 6 weeks, the end of July for that trade deadline, are you starting to put together, like, the list of guys that should absolutely be traded, guys that might be traded depending on the return, guys that are untouchable, like Heaney, for instance, as good as gone. Like, he's your typical veteran lefty. He's going to get dealt at the deadline. Anybody else fall into that category?
The bats of Adam Frazier and IKF, I think that they're probably just as valuable, if not more so, than Heaney, or maybe even some of the guys that are under control, and say, like a David Bednar or a Dennis Santana, if they were to be dealt away. Because offense, not only in Pittsburgh, it's just a bigger sore thumb than some other clubs. But if you look at what offense is around the league, other teams are struggling. They are on similar stretches at times, though the Pirates do it far more consistently than everybody else. Similar stretches, you know, 2-3 weeks at a time that Pittsburgh has gone through. So I think he could fetch a nice return for IKF. That's a professional at-bat that wears a number of different gloves. He fits in nicely on a contender. Adam Frazier, same way. Mm-hmm. It's from the left side. So you can get, I think, a nice return for those guys. And, of course, Heaney, I mean, who wouldn't want a veteran left-hander who's been there, done that? And
he's having a pretty good year.
No doubt. And, the ballpark's probably a little bit of a factor there. He's not been as good as he was maybe the first month of the season, but be that as it may, back into the rotation, injury, attrition, just having an extra arm he fits in so nicely if you're a contending team. So, yeah, I would say all of the expiring contract guys are as good as gone.
And they still have control over these two names I'm going to bring up, but should Keller or Falter be two names that they seriously consider?
I would be more inclined, I mean, to answer, to start with yes. Yes, more so on Falter, perhaps on Keller. That's my stance. I think that Falter, you know, I don't want to say that it's all smoke and mirrors, but I have a hard time believing, and say what you want about his extension, his perceived velocity, that he's going to be able to pitch at this level as an elite arm. I see his value right now as high as it's ever going to get. And maybe I'm mistaken here, but if you can capitalize on that, there's plenty of control, really, for the better part of the remaining decade here. That's an arm that perhaps somebody will take over and you can fetch a really nice return. And I don't think it erodes your depth all that much, whereas Keller, boy, that's an arm that is, and Falter's been just as good in many respects, but Keller, I think, with his stuff makeup, the way that he's able to take the ball every fifth day, there's a longer track record of him giving you quality starts, and I feel more convinced that Keller would be a good keep for the Pirates.
You also had a note earlier with the morning show. There was the ejection of Dennis Santana last week in Detroit, but it's a lot more than what the video shows, which is normally the story with a lot of these things, and sometimes people even watch them without the volume on, or they don't see the video at all, and they just think, you know, how could the player be so classless in this situation? But from your understanding, what you've heard, that it's quite a different tale.
Well, yeah, and I mentioned this. It's picked up some traction, I guess, this morning, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say it or not, but I did, and I will, and I'll double down on it. But the guy had, like, nuts of some kind, peanuts maybe, thrown at him by some fans, and everything that I gathered, and this isn't coming firsthand from Santana, this is from a few different people that I've heard this from, that, you know, basically there were some racial undertones that were hurled his way, and I don't know if fans recall, but maybe a month or two ago, I'm not sure of the exact date, but Santana's on the bereavement list. He recently loses his father, and the fans apparently did their homework with the intent of getting under his skin and evoking his recently deceased father's name into, you know, the heckling. That it was funny because we heard Santana post game, Donnie Kelly, the following day mention, and I could tell in their body language, because I sit fairly close to Donnie in his office, and, you know, he felt strongly, and almost he was defending the actions in some respects of Dennis Santana. And that seems, you know, obviously odd, that, you know, there's always a line to cross regardless of what fans are saying or doing, that, okay, maybe there's one exception to the rule here, and Donnie was in the, particularly, you know, the case of Santana here, he had his guys back. And then he mentioned, and shame on me for not following up on the record, that, you know, a line was crossed there, a line from the fan, that mm-hmm. is. And, you know, I think it was Saturday and Sunday, I heard that, you know, these are the things that basically from Santana's camp that he heard that caused him to react that way, because it was very surprising. Having gotten to know him a little bit, the personality dynamic, it was very out of character for a guy like Dennis Santana. So I put that out there. I'm not sure if I should have, but, well, it's out there in the ether now. So that's what happened, if folks are wondering.
Dan Zangrilli, check him out post-game tonight. We think around 6:45. We were kind of joking, trying to figure out what time it is after PM team overtime. Pirates and Brewers tonight. First pitch at 7:40. Dan, thanks for hopping on.
Yeah, man, you got it.
Coming up, we will get into a couple of those names that Dan brought up. A little look into Pirates that could and maybe should be on the move in the next month or so as we approach the trade deadline. They will certainly be on the selling side of things. We get into that coming up. Ryan Batko joins the show.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.